store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New information surfacing about the Alaska Airlines jet whose door flew off just after takeoff Friday night. The door plug the FAA had been looking for has been found in the backyard of a Portland, Oregon school teacher named Bob, says NTSB Chair Jennifer Homedy.
We are really pleased that Bob found this. He took a picture. I can just see the outside of the door plug from the pictures, the white portions. We can't see anything else. But we're going to go pick that up and make sure that we begin analyzing it.
We're a week out from the Iowa caucuses. Former President Donald Trump still far ahead in the polls. The first U.S. lunar lander in more than 50 years rocketing toward the moon right now, launched by a private company overnight. Trying to avert a government shutdown, congressional negotiators have settled on a top-line number for the budget. Now all they have to do is decide on the details. You're listening to ABC News. The big tech show CES kicking off this weekend in Las Vegas. It's also becoming a bit of a car show, says ABC's Mike DeBusky.
Honda is expected to announce a new series of electric vehicles at CES 2024. It comes after that company last year nixed a partnership with General Motors to develop low-cost EVs. Last year, Honda debuted the Afeela, an electric sedan co-developed with Sony. BMW, Mercedes, and Hyundai also have events planned, but the big three American car makers are skipping the show, canceling plans to attend after last summer's United Auto Workers strike. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
At the Golden Globes, Oppenheimer was a big winner, taking five awards, including Robert Downey Jr. taking Best Supporting Actor in a Drama on stage, thanking his agents.
For my dueling career counsels, Raskin and Dunlap, they had the gall to say that I needed to restart my career. It's so fun proving agents right.
Emma Stone's Poor Things beating Barbie, winning Best Comedy or Musical. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he doesn't support efforts to keep Donald Trump off the presidential primary ballot in Wisconsin. The Democratic governor tells the Journal Sentinel that doing that would only anger the Republicans' base and justify Trump's claims the deck is stacked against him. 41 public schools in Milwaukee are tearing up playground asphalt and replacing it with trees and native plants. Kids get some relief on hot days.
There's often not very many areas of shade, if any, on these urban schoolyards. There's not a lot of things to naturally do.
Lisa Neeb is with Reflow, the nonprofit which is helping with the project. She says grades go up and behavior problems go down when kids have recess in more natural settings. I'm Nate Wuggehoe, Civic Media News.
Packers are headed to Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers will face head coach Mike McCarthy and the Dallas Cowboys Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Kickoff at 3:30. Green Bay beat the Bears 17-9. Standing room only at Lambeau Field. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
What a great atmosphere, great environment. I can't say enough about our fans. That was a playoff type atmosphere. And anytime you get that type of feeling in Lambeau, I think it's tough on any opponent.
Jordan Love with two touchdowns at a quarterback rating of 28.6.
I'm just having a better feel of where I need to go with the ball and getting a better rhythm with just playing quarterback in the pocket. So, you know, I think every game, you know, I've been getting better and the whole team around me has been getting better as well.
And an interesting comment from Quay Walker about what's different about the team this year.
I've been on this team for 2 years now, and the team chemistry is way better than it was the year before. And so once it's like that, man, it's easy to win football games when a lot of guys love to enjoy to play with each other.
That's Packers inside linebacker Quay Walker. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have some big snow on the way starting late this afternoon, continuing through tonight, tomorrow, and into tomorrow night. 4 to 7, maybe even up to 8 inches of accumulation possible by the time everything winds down late tomorrow night. Wind is also going to be an issue, gusting to 40 plus late tomorrow through tomorrow night, creating blowing snow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, well, good morning. He's not here today, but I am, right? I mean, Johnny would be in the best mood today. What a game. What a game. And I felt good going into that game. We're going to win. Everybody in Green Bay has got to be feeling good. And, look, I'm not worried about the Dallas thing. I don't want to talk about that just yet. I want to enjoy yesterday's victory. I mean, Jordan Love. It's unbelievable how that guy played. And we had that contest of who was going to get closest to how many yards Jordan Love would complete.
Correct.
He got 316. That's just a great, great game. Nobody guessed even 300. Our closest was William. He got 288 yards. So, William, I know you're a regular listener. And if you want to stop down here, we have 2 tickets to Frank's Dinner Theater for any show in 2024.
We'll get it mailed out to him.
Oh, we're
going to
mail it to him?
You bet.
All right. All right. Cool. All right. Well, good. But, you know, there was just, 17-9 was the score of that game. And, you know, Love played great. And, I like what Walker said. He didn't really throw Rodgers under the bus, but did you hear what he said? He's like, yeah, the atmosphere is a lot better this year than last year. We just really want to play as a team. And I don't know. I just think, you know, even though they're, remember the cardiac kids? I mean, you get a young team that has nothing to lose and everything to play for. I'm excited for these guys. And I just think, you know, you peak at the right time and man, they showed it yesterday. So did you take that game in, Todd?
I watched some of it. I was actually doing some work for the show, so I was kind of in and out. Right. But the first quarter scared me. I was scared.
Yeah.
You know, you ended up the quarter with just a field goal from the Bears, and I'm thinking, oh, it's not going to be one of those games, is
right,
it?
Right. 6-3 or something. Right. But I don't know. I think that Justin Fields. I don't know.
I made this comment to John. I think you were off last week, and I just said, you know, Jordan Love has had a good season. He's had a couple of weeks where he's been off.
Right.
But the one thing that I'm really happy about that as viewers, as fans of the Packers, that didn't seem to happen was nobody got on him. On those weeks where he was off a little bit, there was a little talk about, well, you know, is he the guy or whatever. But overall, our fans have been very supportive of Jordan Love this season.
Yeah, I think overall, although there were some people, you know, let's make a change. Anyway, some guy, which I'll give this guy a lot of credit, he like posted on Facebook the negative comments people made with their name. So it's like, own up to this now, which I think is great because people say stuff and then, you know, they don't get called back on it. And I think that's okay. I mean, God knows they don't let us politicians off with any mistakes we make. So, anyway, I just thought that was pretty cool. But I think you're right, Todd. The vast majority of people are like, look, let's give this kid a chance. And, I mean, he is obviously proving it. And He's got great composure, and I'm excited for those guys. Hey, the other thing I want to talk about, staying with the game, besides what happened on the field, we have a listener. His name is Koz, K-O-Z. I was talking, I don't know, this is months ago, I work at the community shelter, the homeless shelter.
Yeah.
And I like to, for our tailgate parties, for the people who live there, for the residents, I like to make something that is honoring the other team. So remember when we played the Saints, right? We had, Amarok is going to be a guest today. We had Chef Ace Champion come in.
That's right.
And he made this shrimp Creole, which was awesome. We've done some other things with Atlanta, some peach, tort or something. Well, anyway, so Koz was listening to that, and he shot a bear, and he dropped off some bear meat. I don't know when bear season is, but it was a while ago, and it was frozen, obviously. And I took it out Saturday, or Friday, I should say, let it thaw. I sent you a picture of that, Todd.
I saw it on the plate.
Yeah. I cooked that bear meat, and then I brought it over to – I saved some for you and Johnny. And I brought it over to the shelter, and so we had bear meat and crackers, just to kind of like eat the bears. So it was great. They loved it, and it tasted great. I mean, I'm not a big wild game person, but I just want to thank Koz for that, because that really made. I mean, it was fun to do, and it was great that that the residents got to enjoy that bear meat. That was, and it tasted great. And then I made homemade pizza too, because that's just like what I like it.
Talking, Donna's going to be joining us in a little bit, our first guest today, but she and I were talking, and I had to tell her, like, I don't think people realize what a good cook you are. Now, you're not, you're probably not on the level of, say, no. Ace, right?
No.
But I think if we found a category like pizzas, and we said, hey guys, we're going to do a contest. Ace, you do your thing. Jim, mm-hmm. You do your thing. I think you'd fare pretty well.
I would jump in. Yeah, I'm not intimidated by it, you know what I mean?
Ooh, like,
those
are fighting words.
Well, not fighting words. I respect those guys. They're better than I am. But right. It's not like I have no business in that kitchen. I do, and I like it, and I'm learning a lot of self-taught stuff. A little bit of YouTube, some old recipes. I just everything's online now. But even that bear meat recipe I got offline. But That was a good time. So anyway, back to the game. Chris, you didn't watch the whole game.
I didn't.
But the only part of that game that caused me a little bit of, heart palpitations, is that what it's called? Was when Jordan Love fumbled. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That was, like, not good. Other than that, that guy was, like, awesome. And, I as soon as he got back in the saddle, I forgave him right away. So, anyway, we are going to Dallas on Sunday. I've been down there a number of times. Actually watched the Super Bowl there. I don't know. I think they can do it. I think it's going to be a huge game. They're going to have to play their best football. But Dallas is good at home, though.
We're certainly the underdogs here.
Oh, yeah.
And I was watching some of the coverage after the game yesterday. Everybody's got something to say about it. And I can't remember who I was watching, but they basically said, should be a good game because we're going into it. We know we're underdogs, so we don't have this high expectation,
oh, yeah,
right?
Play loose. Yeah.
If we probably may not make it through, but who knows? Again, when these guys are on and firing in all cylinders, it's pretty amazing what they can pull off.
And sometimes that, you get in the playoffs, and I think even Tony Romo said that yesterday. It's just a whole new... It's a whole new stage when you get into the playoffs. It's, it's one and done. So Tony Romo, I just want to say he stayed at the Northland. A friend of mine was having dinner with his son at Poke the Bear, and they were leaving, and Tony Romo was walking in. And he was very cool, took pictures with him and stuff, which is nice. Sometimes these guys can be a little bit, I want to be alone. But I thought that was cool. So he sent some pictures of him and Tony Romo at the Northland Hotel.
I like Tony Romo.
Do you?
I do. His voice makes me want to clear my throat a lot, right. Just because he's got that raspy thing. Yeah. But I started off not liking him doing the sports call. But I think he's doing fine. I think he's doing great.
Yeah, so do I. I don't know. This game, I don't even know who's calling the game on Sunday. But
I'll see if I can find out.
Well, if it's Troy Aikman, that's not good for us because he's obviously Mr. Cowboys, Took him to the Super Bowl. But anyway, But let's enjoy this Packer victory, right? I mean, we're talking about how winters don't really start until we're out of the playoffs. So with that said, I want to remind our listeners that there's a winter weather advisory in effect from 9 p.m. this evening to 6 a.m. Tuesday. Winter storm warnings, actually, it's going from Tuesday to Wednesday as well. So up to 4 to 7 inches of snow. Could be up to 8 inches of snow. That's going to start this evening, Tuesday to 3 a.m. on Wednesday. Not this evening. Am I reading this right, Todd?
It is. So it would be this evening overnight, right? It's starting.
Then, all right. And then Tuesday until Wednesday at 3. Is that what it says?
Basically, yeah.
To 3 a.m. Central Standard Time Wednesday. Okay. So we got a few hours of snow. But let's enjoy it because we're in the playoffs.
Enjoy it. Plus, we haven't had a lot of snow. I've got friends who, snowmobile and stuff like that. And they're getting a lot of snow up in the UP, so they're planning on traveling.
There you go.
But I'm not a big winter weather fan.
No.
I don't like the cold. I like a little bit of snow, and then it can go away. But for those who really enjoy it, this might be the first step in them getting a decent winter season.
And then we also have to think of our friends like Dan Ahrens from Ahrens Snowblowers. So, right, they need to stay in business.
Absolutely.
And, you know, so snow's good. I mean, it's good. People make shovels, all that. These kids that make an extra 10, 20 bucks for shoveling out my sidewalk. So
I wanted to mention this to you. So Saturday, we had a little bit of snow Saturday morning, and you saw that, Jim, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had a friend traveling from Fond du Lac to Green Bay that morning, and they said the highway was fine until they hit Brown County.
Yeah, I know. We're going to work on that. John and I, with this WGBW, Mino and the Mayor in the Morning, we have some issues besides educating, hopefully entertaining in a little way the people and really leaning into the local communities that we serve, which is, you know, Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh. And we're going to be doing that later today by spotlighting businesses in those markets. We have a great business coming in later today. But but there's also some issues that we're going to take on that we just don't think get the attention they deserve. And I don't know if it's because of apathetic older people or if it's because a complacency, but you know, the Bart Starr Bridge, that's something that we just think we could elevate to be a little bit more welcoming, decorative, honoring of one of the greatest football players ever. And the other thing is snow removal. I want to say I think your friend is on to that. Don and I flew back from Nashville into Appleton, and I think it was last Christmas. Was it the Christmas before? Or whatever. And we drove, and as soon as we got to Brown County, it was awful.
Yeah.
And it's like, come on. And I think, you know what? I'll tell you. I can tell you exactly what that game was. I think we were playing the Titans in Lambeau that night. And I think everybody was watching the game, and they're like, well, we don't really need to plow the roads because everybody's watching the game. And I'm like, look, I'm on the road, and I pay taxes. Anyway, I think that has to be elevated a little bit, and I think a little bit of attention towards snow removal. And I just was seeing how the county was bragging about how they have all this money now because we haven't had any snow.
Right.
So when we do have snow, let's go out there, and let's bring the broom, sweep it off, make us look great. So anyway, we're going to do that. Hey, I want to talk about today. I'm excited about today. I'm sad that Johnny's not here, but we have the Small Business Spotlight. We have Donna McVay coming in, and she owns Captain's Walk, which is called The Walk. We're going to talk about that business. I love that place. Been there a lot of times. We also have Chef Ace Champion coming in. He's got a big event coming up, and, you know, he's just got more than food. He's got this whole flute and African ambiance to it. And then Joe Filaro is coming in from the Grand in Oshkosh. He's going to talk about the upcoming events. So we got a day today that's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to learn a lot, and we're going to celebrate the Packer victory. We'll be right back. Mind on the Mayor.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Victory Monday here in Green Bay, Wisconsin, celebrating from Green Bay to Oshkosh, Appleton. What a great game yesterday, and we have a week to celebrate, and we'll be in Dallas on Sunday. The weather, we're going to talk about the weather. Green Bay, it's 30. I mean, even stepping outside today, it was like, wow, it's nice out today, and we won yesterday, and 32 in Appleton, 30 in Oshkosh. But like I said, and I just want to remind everybody, we have a winter advisory coming up, so we are going to be getting some snow, and it's going to be starting tonight, and it's going to go through Wednesday. So go test your snowblower right now. Make sure the shovels are in, because we haven't used it yet this year, really. Make sure the shovels are easy accessible. Put it on the porch so you can just go right outside and start shoveling. Don't have to walk to the garage and slip and fall. And anyway, so that's coming up, right? I mean, come on, get ready for this.
Absolutely. We know ahead of time that this is coming.
That's why you listen to us, because, you know, we're ahead of the curve. We can help you out a little bit. Hey, something we're doing here on Mine on the Mayor is we talk about the local things that are going on. And as many of you know, nothing I love more than small business. And back in, God, this is forever ago, 97 was, got the Entrepreneurial Award. I hail from that business. That startup, I started a business. My dad had a business. I just love that. And so every week we're going to feature someone that is a small business that is doing well and helping the community. And it's a niche business. We're not going to bring in, and, you know, God bless, you know, Walmart and Target and those other businesses, but these are going to be more entrepreneurial businesses. And today we have Donna McFay in, and she is the owner of, I call it Captain's Walk, but I know you're changing the name. But Donna, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate being here.
Yeah. You have a great business going there.
I think so. I'm very happy about it.
And tell me, do you own that or do you work there? What, are you manager or what's the deal?
I do own it. I was the manager there for, I was the assistant manager there actually for a little more than 4 years. And I was gonna kind of go and start my own wine bar. I just fell in love with the whole business. But they offered me the purchase of the business and I couldn't resist.
No.
No.
And
I did it.
You have got, so when we talk about a wine bar, and I don't know if that really says what you are. What do you like? How would you brand your business?
We are a winery. We're a wine bar that has our own label, and I think that's really unique. I have not seen that many places. I love that we have that here in Green Bay. So we will continue to have our own label. The wines are being made by the same amazing winemakers, and I just changed the vibe of it. I just changed. We're not on the tourist path for wine tasting, and I understand that we're a little off the beaten path, but we're more Green Bay community.
Yeah, you are a community place. Yeah. I tell you one thing about Captain's Walk, which is, what's the address? I know it's right at Kitty Corner from the Car Museum.
Sure, yeah. It's 345 South Adams Street.
All right, it's 345 South Adams Street, which is, you know, downtown. I mean, many of you have been, and we had Daryl on here from the Auto Museum, and that's Kitty Corner from you.
It
and
is.
They're picking up the pace a little bit. 200 events they're planning on doing next year, yep. And sure go to your place. And you have more than wine. I mean, you have some appetizers and some chocolates.
We've really changed up that menu. And just shout out to Auto Gallery, too, because we've worked with them here in the last year and want to continue doing that. I think that's a big part of being community. So I'm really
it is, working with
that.
Other businesses,
absolutely,
totally.
Absolutely, absolutely. we've changed over to... where you're buying, it's more by the glass, the bottles. We've got flights available. We do have wine cocktails, so we don't have liquor on premise. We're not a full service bar. So we started to get inventive and create cocktails out of the wines that we have, and I think we've got some really fun stuff. We have added to our bistro menu. Nora is our kitchen manager there, and she comes up with these wonderful ideas to pair with the wines.
You know, Captain's Walk on Adams Street, it's got great curb appeal. It, like, calls you to stop in there. You know, sometimes you go past a business and, you know, dark windows, and it's like, okay, is there anybody in there? Or maybe sometimes you see people in there, but, I mean, you just have that front porch, that back porch, that sunroom you built, which is just awesome for events, for company parties, or I'm sure there's bachelorette parties there. I'm sure you do.
Sure.
How many people can you host there about?
You know, it really depends, because the whole house on the main floor, we have to keep it a lower number, typically under 100. But when we have, and you can even rent out the whole building if you like.
Wow.
And then it's just your home. It's just your
really
cool house to hang out with your friends and drink wine. And
I love the fact that you didn't do, I mean, you obviously did a lot of enhancements to it, but you still kept that home feel to it. I mean, that is just a very cool place to walk into and go up and order stuff. The flight, which for people know, that's just four
2 ounce pours of whatever wines or hard ciders. We do have hard ciders. And soon we're going to be bringing in guest hard ciders like Stillmank, and love them. And I will say, just kind of a comment to even that sunroom, the windows had been closed off in the past. So that was one of the first things I did, was to open up that space and those windows.
Great.
And I have so many people, I love this so much, the whole staff does, but people will walk in and say, you know, I've walked by here so many years and I wasn't sure, but it just has that warm kind of ambient light, and I see people sitting at the bar. It's really neat.
And what I love about Captain's Walk, but you don't call it that. What's your new brand? The Walk?
Thank you. Thanks, Jim. I really appreciate you.
No, I really do. I branding is so important. Tell me what your plan is and what you want.
Yeah. So rebranding to The Walk. I have a graphic artist who's working on the new logo, and that should happen within the next month or two. I feel like we went for a year. I made a lot of changes in the first year, but I really wanted to keep, because it has a glorious history, the Captain's Walk Winery. But then now I feel like I need to tweak it a little and say, well, it's my brand. Right. And let's change that.
So we're talking to Donna McVeigh here. She is the owner of The Walk, previously Captain's Walk on Adams Street. And again, if you are in that area, it just is such an inviting, it's a home that you can really go into and experience just the great homemade wines, or I guess, they're
locally made wines.
I was walking by there with my dog, and you know, he's part of my family, is my wife and my dog Milton, and we went there, and you guys let us just hang out on the front porch, and we had the flight, and we had an appetizer, and it was great. It just was, and the people there, your customer service is second to none. It's just, people there are very, very friendly.
I do appreciate that. I do. I want people to really feel like they're walking into our home, and they're an invited guest.
Yeah.
Everybody is an invited guest.
All right. We're going to talk more about some of your plans for the future and how we can help. I do want to say, and, you know, business is tough, but it's easier if you work with other businesses. You know, sometimes people, they're so paranoid. I don't know if paranoid's the right word, but they're so competitive, and it's like, wait a minute, you know, reach out to this guy across the street. Maybe you can help each other. I mean, because people will come down to an area without having a specific place in mind. They want to come to an environment, an atmosphere. And if you can coordinate that with other businesses, that's what we do. We're going to be right back. We're talking with Donna McVeigh, who is the owner of The Walk, which used to be Captain's Walk, with some new ideas, some new things coming up for 2024. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. We'll
be right back. Mind on the Mayor.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New information surfacing about the Alaska Airlines jet whose door flew off just after takeoff Friday night. The door plug the FAA had been looking for has been found in the backyard of a Portland, Oregon school teacher named Bob, says NTSB Chair Jennifer Homedy.
We are really pleased that Bob found this. He took a picture. I can just see the outside of the door plug from the pictures, the white portions. We can't see anything else. But we're going to go pick that up and make sure that we begin analyzing it.
We're a week out from the Iowa caucuses. Former President Donald Trump still far ahead in the polls. The first U.S. lunar lander in more than 50 years rocketing toward the moon right now, launched by a private company overnight. Trying to avert a government shutdown, congressional negotiators have settled on a top-line number for the budget. Now all they have to do is decide on the details. You're listening to ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two consultants hired to analyze new legislative maps for Wisconsin will be paid as much as $100,000 each in taxpayer money. Terms of their contracts weren't just made public. The state Supreme Court has ruled the old maps unconstitutional. Wisconsin state troopers are enlisting truckers and other commercial drivers to help fight human trafficking. The state patrol trains them to look out for warning signs potential victims may be sending out.
A lot of times these victims could be, you know, appearing fearful, submissive, timid in some cases. There might also be signs that their movement is, or at the very least, has been controlled.
Trooper Sean Bryan of the State Patrol. January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We have some big snow on the way starting late this afternoon, continuing through tonight, tomorrow, and into tomorrow night. 4 to 7, maybe even up to 8 inches of accumulation possible by the time everything winds down late tomorrow night. Wind is also going to be an issue, gusting to 40 plus late tomorrow through tomorrow night, creating blowing snow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Got coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, here we go. Even when the weather outside is frightful, your energy bill could be more delightful.
Oh, God. Are you taking the part of John singing today?
All right,
or
I was trying. I was trying to honor John Mino. I'm reading an ad for Pella Windows and Doors, and it says, even when the weather outside is frightful, your energy bill could be much more delightful. So I was trying to kind of sing it. And
yeah,
I can sing much better than John. I was trying to imitate him by singing off key. Did you like it?
I did like
thank
it.
You. All right.
Come on,
so
Donna.
Thank you, Donna. So Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, energy efficient windows, keep the cold outside where it belongs. You'll help kick out the January blues when you choose. Notice how that rhymes, you know, kick the January blues when you choose to book by the 31st. So what is today? The 9th, 8th? By the 31st of this month, if you get your Pella windows and doors, you will have zero interest for up to 36 months. Can you believe that?
That's not a bad deal.
That's a great deal. 0% interest up to 36 months. You heard it right. No interest for up to 36 months. If you book by January 31st, visit PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. Those are great windows, and it is going to get cold as we talk to you. There's a winter weather advisory in effect. Starting this evening and going through Wednesday morning, 4 to 7 inches of snow, could be up to 8 inches. So get the shovels out on the porch so you don't have to stumble to the garage and get the snow and get your windows ordered. Get your windows ordered. That's for sure. Hey, we have a feature here at Mino and the Mayor in the Morning, and we feature a small business spotlight. And today we have Donna McVeigh on, who owns The Walk, which was previously The Captain's Walk. And I think a lot of us know it. I think I did the ribbon cutting at that place. What, 2006?
2007. It was completely 2007.
2007. And it was a home. And when was that built?
It was completed in 1857. Elijah Morrow, yeah.
That's
yeah.
old.
Yeah, I was there.
No, not at it the building.
Yeah. 1857, you were there? Wow. You look great.
I couldn't leave. Thank you.
Yeah.
I have a face for radio.
Yeah. 18. That's got to be one of the older homes in Green Bay.
It is. Well, yeah. It's the third oldest home, and it's that's okay. still on its original foundation.
Because yeah. I know there's one by in Astor Park. Wow, that's old. 18, what?
57.
57.
Yeah.
Man, you think about what was going on back there, right? Think about the country. Anyway, I would get into that.
No,
So you took that place, and it was obviously people were living there. You got the whole Widow's Walk upstairs on that and the porch. And you purchased that, or your predecessors purchased that, renovated that into a winery.
Yes.
And what kind of stuff do you do in that building?
You know, any number. I mean, I feel like I've changed the interior look. And I know you mentioned earlier kind of that I want to keep the history of that home. I think it's such a huge, huge thing to preserve and have people come in and appreciate. But you know, we've kind of opened it up so that each room has a different feel. We have our sunroom that you talked about, which seems to be a favorite. We have our parlor space, which is a little more unique and very historical to the house. Upstairs, we have rooms available for public but also private rental. And then I've opened up the cellar, which to me is, yeah, that's my heart. Well, did you go? I don't know if you'd gone down there when you were there.
No.
Yeah, I haven't changed it because I think when you were there, probably I hadn't changed it yet, but I've created this kind of cozy space to hang out. You just lose your sense of time while you're there, and that's where the cabs barrel aging and the vintage wines.
Yes, you could see that through the glass.
Yeah, yeah.
The other thing I want to mention is the front porch is very welcoming as well.
It is. It is, yeah.
Front porches are. So tell me a little bit more about the history. Was that like, you know, they talk about some of these old homes being a little bit, I don't know, haunted or spooky or history.
What?
No way.
Yeah, that's true, man. I'm telling you. I read that. There's crazy people out there like Todd Michaels that spends weeks and weeks chasing these ghosts. It's like, come on.
But he's looking for this.
The light was flickering. Oh, no, that's a ghost. But
So, yeah, we have kind of a rich history of hauntings there, but never negative. It's always been very positive.
Oh, no, Casper.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Casper or Helen. Helen is our resident ghost. And so the history of the house is that Elijah Mora had come here from the East Coast, built this beautiful home for the, and the original home, there were two more stories on the back end of that house.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. So our parking lot, which, and we're glad to have a parking lot, but I would also love to have those, those two other stories. So he built it for his family, came here with six kids, left it to the only daughter who was unmarried at the time. That's how you did it. And she couldn't keep that. She just couldn't afford to keep the house. So, and this is where you go into the rich history of it, because she went back east to care for family, sold the house to like a women's auxiliary group. I'm not going to say it right, but a women's group. Mm-hmm. And they took those two stories in the back and they put in a stage. So that was the original Green Bay Community Theater.
Really?
Yeah. And then the high schools in town all had their proms in that space too, to give you an idea of essentially the size of it. And while the community was much smaller at that time, it's still a good size. So it went down that path.
I'll give you guys a lot of credit for it. It is so easy, and Americans, and just Americans, I mean, people in Green Bay, you know, tear it down, build new, because it is cheaper. I mean, it is. You can't argue that. Like the Northland Hotel. But, you know, that's, again, that's 1921. I mean, that's, you know, that's light years later than your place. But, so I mean, 1857. To preserve that, that's not inexpensive.
No.
I mean, it's just not.
No, it's not. When you think about, because, you know, at that point they were heating by coal and they were, there was no air conditioning, there was nothing. So, it's a bit of big undertaking, but so worth it to preserve that history.
I'm sure it's on the historical register too, you know, which is, then they kind of restrict a little bit what you can and can't do, but that's just the way they are. We used to call them the hysteric preservation.
Be nice.
I've dealt with them. They're great people, but oh my God. Anyway, so tell me a little bit more about this haunting or this Helen. Why, I've never heard of Helen.
Helen, she's our, and we actually this year we even have a tree dedicated to her in our parlor. Just a lovely woman, and you know, and that she came back after this building had, this home had changed hands over and over again. And she came back and from what we understand, still really wanted to be able to purchase this house. Well, it had been a realty office and, before we bought it or before Von Steele had bought it originally, it was a law office and a lot of changes made. But when she came back, she wasn't able to afford the house. And actually the house had sat, I think it must have been after the, no, actually it wasn't. It sat empty for about 11 years.
Mm-hmm. That's dangerous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it wasn't us that came in and made the changes, but they did come in and make the, and kept the history. And I think even some of the doors that were taken from the house are at Heritage Hill, I believe. Is nice. But Helen passed away. Okay. She was about 92 years old when she passed away.
Still single?
Yes.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. Two blocks from the building, and we have done research to try to find, not that it matters, but where she's buried and where, and it's just because people are so fascinated by it. But aside from that, they're also, and Todd, maybe you remember that too, because we have an article about it, but they just, when they, you know, started creating foundations around, that's when all the stones were coming up, the gravestones were coming up and showing up on the river. So the house is assumed to have been built using some gravestones that were part, you know, at that time period, you used what was available.
Absolutely.
Right?
Used
what was available.
That's when you talk about paranormal research and stuff, that happened so often back then.
Okay.
To build these things, you have gravestones laying around us. Absolutely. They would just grab whatever they could.
Yeah. Yep. So when you go down there, and you guys saw too, there are some larger stones that are more shaped, I guess.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's no writing, so I would assume turned backward, but.
Wow.
So they've acknowledged that, that's like a little,
That's a little creepy though, right? To have a foundation built on gravestones. I don't know if I'd like that.
It's creepy, but it's really cool because there's wine down there.
Okay. Which takes off the edge.
Yeah, it does. That's right.
Yeah. Todd, did you do, you're a paranormal guy. A normal guy, but a paranormal guy. Did you do some research at this at this place?
We did. It was a few years ago. We actually went and investigated as part of the TV show Haunted State on Amazon Prime. Just one of the locations in Northeast Wisconsin that we went to. And it was one of the locations. You know, when you investigate, it's kind of a crapshoot whether or not you're going to actually get any evidence, right? Because you don't know, first of all, if a place is really haunted. But then you also don't know if you're going to get any response during the time that you're there. And this was just one of the locations where we got responses over and over. And some of the stuff that happened was very, very interesting. So if you ever get a chance and you're a fan of The Walk and you want to see some paranormal stuff on it, check out Haunted State on Amazon Prime. And Donna's in that episode, so you'll see her.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's a TV star.
I'm the star of that.
Yep.
You and Helen?
No, just me.
Helen may have showed up. I mean,
I think she did.
Yeah.
I'm sure she was supporting.
This Helen, who, again, was this single lady, 92.
Yeah.
So you honor her.
We really do. Because that's kind of the original story, is that after she passed away, people started seeing an image of her at the top of the steps. You know, there were footsteps, there are things. But I think, here's where I'm at, because I don't know what I totally believe, or I'm always somebody that kind of says, well, this happened and I can completely explain it, mm-hmm. but
You're a skeptic.
I don't want to scare myself either.
Right.
But I love the idea that she just loved that house so much that she came back to be in that house. And like I said, there's another, even before me, I mean, there was really never anything negative. It was lights and water coming on. I've seen a glass on a stable table fall over and roll off the table.
Yeah.
And
that's cool.
I can't come up with any reason that happened. So,
well, Helen wants you to clean up the glass. That's
I think
what she
does.
She wants you to keep a clean house. I'm sure she feels that way.
She questions all my choices.
I think when people talk about hauntings, and I don't want to get off on this, but obviously it's a subject that I enjoy. Mm-hmm. When people have a very strong emotional attachment to a location, and you see this a lot with restaurants and bars from way back when, these families put a lot of time and energy into these buildings. Sure. I think that allows their energy to kind of stick around after they're gone. That's my philosophy on that.
And that's okay. And honestly, even where I'm at, where, you know, I've heard I had a weird experience with my son at one point a couple of years ago or during pandemic. But whether I'm skeptical or not, I walk in every morning or every day and I say, good morning, good afternoon, thanks for having me. When I leave, I say goodnight. And I think most of the staff does as well.
But to Helen.
To Helen. To anybody that's there. But to Helen.
Wow.
I thank her for sharing the house.
Yeah. Jim, we got to take you on an investigation sometime.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm kind of a here now. But,
bring along an extra pair of underwear
for
you.
Yeah, okay, all right. Just in case. Just in case I see Helen. Wow. Okay. That's cool. Hey, tell me, so your business is open for anyone to stop in casually.
Absolutely.
Tell me a little bit about your hours.
Sure. So we are open on Mondays from noon to 5. We hope everyone will come in actually and grab a bunch of wine before this winter snowstorm comes.
Yes.
That'd be great. And to celebrate with your Titletown Moscato.
And you have, that is your brand. That is your
our
wine.
Brand.
And it's called, I've had that. It's Titletown what?
Titletown Moscato. It's a bubbly. It's like an Asti. So it's a great celebratory wine.
All right. We got to get that.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. So we are open on Mondays that day. And then Wednesdays through Friday, we are open 3 to 9. On Saturdays, we're open from 11 to 9. And Sundays, noon to 4.
It's a long day on Saturday. That's great, though. I mean, you get a lot of business there. It's a fun day. Tell me about the, besides stopping in there, getting the flight, trying different kinds of Bunch Steels. That's still your producer?
Bunch Steels are pretty, they make our wines. Absolutely.
Yeah, that is great wine. The appetizers. We got a minute left here. I just want to talk about a couple other, how to get some events. Can you stick around? I know we said you'd be done at 6:48. Stick around.
Absolutely.
I want to talk about, besides stopping in casually, events that you like to promote and that you're comfortable doing, okay?
Love it.
This is awesome. So we have our small business spotlight going on with Donna McVeigh, who owns The Walk, Captain's Walk, 304 Adams Street here in downtown Green Bay, a unique business that's very successful that adds to our community. We're going to be right back. Mind on the Mayor.
A funny thing, am I still too young?
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. 97.9 WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and, of course, the Civic Media app. You can listen to us. We just jumped into the Packer victory and got all excited about that. And there's a couple birthdays that, you know, we're supposed to do that as morning talk show hosts. We have to mention birthdays. Do you know that today, this is weird, these are three pretty famous people that died today. Elvis Presley.
They were born today.
Oh!
So their birth date is today in the years that are listed.
I see, they were born today.
Born today.
I'm reading that wrong. See, that's where I miss John. He knows that stuff. So, okay. Born today, we have his roller coaster. Take a guess, Donna.
Elvis.
We do?
Like you. Like all very right. much. All right.
Right, yeah. right. Yeah. Elvis Presley, born today, 1935. What a sad, kind of a sad story. But anyway, have you been down to Memphis? Graceland?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome, isn't it?
Our son laid on his bed.
What? I thought you couldn't go upstairs. They had
No, not there. We went into the, I shouldn't say his bed, but it was his bed on the plane, on Priscilla's plane.
Oh, yeah, right, on the plane. Yeah,
and my little son just jumped on and all these alarms started going.
Did you get the picture?
Yeah, we got the picture.
Okay, good. That's all it matters.
We didn't ask him to do it, but you still have to do it. You still have to take the picture.
All right, so Elvis, yes, born today. And then Stephen Hawking, 1942. Isn't his name come up in the news lately? No? Yeah.
I don't think so, but I can remember.
Okay, and then, Donna, you like this guy.
I do.
David Bowie.
David Bowie. I didn't Changes. Know. Yeah.
So many good songs.
Yes.
And one of my favorite Christmas songs is the one he did with Bing Crosby right before Bing died, Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, my gosh, I totally forgot about that. That's amazing. Yeah. You're right.
All right, so, well, I don't know. Why is that on here? We're not, like, celebrating. We're celebrating
their birth, right? You're celebrating their birth.
Okay, that's what we're doing today. We are celebrating the birth of Elvis, Stephen Hawking, and David Bowie. Okay, that makes me feel better. The problem, you know what I'm struggling with this, Todd? They're all dead. That's what I don't like.
Well, sure, but you don't want to forget people just because they're dead, right?
That is true.
Their life story should still be told.
And we do that by celebrating their birthday, which is today.
Excellent. Okay, Very good.
All right.
Jim, you got it.
I can do this. I miss John, but I can do this. All right. So, hey, we're going to wrap up here, but we are with Donna McVeigh. She owns, many of us know it as the Captain's Walk, but it's called The Walk, and it's right here downtown Green Bay. And as we feature our small business spotlight, and we're going to be, we got a great company coming in from Oshkosh, and of course, there's a lot of cool businesses in Appleton. I want you to know that as a guy who was in government for 20 years and kind of knows the community, we love the entrepreneur, the unique business, you know?
Yep.
That's what makes a community unique because, you know, they started branding it like, well, that's everywhere USA, right? There's a Walmart, a Target, you know, and we don't want to be everywhere USA. And what gave you the impetus to, I mean, you're obviously educated and you got some leadership skills. You could have gone and worked, you know, across the street, Schreiber, you know, 7,000 employees. What made you jump into
the business?
The whole entrepreneurial field.
I think I've always just wanted to do something like that. I never felt like I maybe had the strength or ability to do that.
Oh.
But once I walked through the doors of this winery, I fell in love with it. And I've always done, my undergraduate is musical theater of all things. So I think,
cool.
And I'm involved in community theater in the area, and that's terrific. And I love that. But I can bring that to customers and guests now. And that's really fun. And that's the experience that we really love and want to create. It has to be a unique experience. And yeah, there are a lot of really cool things to do in Green Bay, and we're one of them. You know,
that is awesome because people do look for that experience.
Yeah.
I mean, and so we had Cole, he owns the Green Bay Burger Company. And we asked him too, you know, smart young kid. And well, he's not that young, he's 31. But same thing. He just loved the industry.
Yes.
He said, I love cooking. I love customer service. And he puts together a unique experience too. Now, granted, it's not wine. It's cheeseburgers that you shouldn't make a steady diet of that. But they're really, really good. And I'm a fan of his blaze too.
Huge. Yeah, great.
But aren't they? I mean, he loves it. But it's so unique. It's not McDonald's. And that's what I'm saying is for him to step out into an industry. And you have done that. Because you create an experience down there.
You do. And I knew I was putting myself out there. It's a lot different from managing, obviously, owning.
Oh, yeah.
Ask my husband. Yeah. He's very excited about it.
We'll get him on the phone this morning.
Don't call. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do want it to be, and that's one of the reasons I was talking about, like, each room you come into has the historical value of the home, but you can choose your experience, and it can be different every time you go. With the sunroom being kind of a wider open and a little more contemporary because that was a newer addition to the home. And I felt like I had the right to make some changes there, you know, but I tried to keep the rest of the house historical with pops of contemporary. But if you want a more quiet experience, you're going to go here. And if, you know,
so a group of 4, 6, 8 people that want to go out and have a great experience, taste some wine, buy a couple bottles of wine. I mean, that is an ideal place to go in.
Perfect.
Right.
Perfect. And if you want to be able to talk to everyone that's there, you can find that space. Even if we've got live music going in one space, you can find another where you can talk and communicate. We have a lot of amazing book clubs will come in.
Nice.
Maybe more wine than book. We're never sure.
That's
but
all right.
It's fine. And you can reserve those spaces for private events, too. So we have even corporate groups that are coming in for holiday get-togethers. You can rent the whole winery and, you know, have that big party, a bachelorette party or a bridal shower kind of party.
All right. People got to stop by there. If you haven't been there, I mean, and we need as a community, you know, in Northeast Wisconsin, we need to support small businesses.
Yes.
I mean, that's important. It's amazing. I mean, I run a small business, but it's amazing what, you know, $200-$300 a day, that can make a big difference because your costs are kind of your costs, right? The employees are your biggest cost, I'm sure. And you're paying them. And if they can come in and have that great customer service. So Mondays from 12 to 5, Wednesdays 3 to 9, and then Saturday the 11 to 9, which is great because it's great anytime, but I like walking by your place because I live right over there. And then Sundays 12 to 4. Hey, what kind of entertainment do you have?
Yeah, we do Thursdays is kind of our game night. We do single 1 week, and then the next week we'll have trivia. Then I've got live music scheduled, typically Saturday evenings, but follow us on Facebook. You can see everything. We're growing it all the time.
Give me that Facebook real quick. What's your Facebook?
Yeah, captainswalkwinery.com.
Okay.
Or Captain Walk Winery, I should say.
Right. My kids who are in their, you know, late 20s, love trivia. Love it.
Good. Yeah,
so
it's a lot of fun.
We're coming.
Good.
This is great. Terrific. Well, look, Donna McFay, thank you for being here. You are our small business spotlight for this week. And The Walk, 304 North Adams Street. Just thanks for what you're doing. You're an entrepreneur. You're building experiences for people. You're making the community a better place.
Thanks, Jim. We look forward to seeing you.
Good enough. You will. All right. Mind of the Bay. We'll be right back.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM, WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV